Yeah, what is your question?
Yeah, my question is, when Don was here, and Don mentioned how a couple of times Baba was very displeased when Don said thank you to Baba for some gift, and you explained, and he explained how it enhances separation when you say thank you and all that. Yeah, I find that naturally it has been just naturally out of my heart. Often there'll just be praise of Baba, and in that praise sometimes there's just a thank you that comes up.
It doesn't matter what he is trying to say, just throwing a word out through etiquette or fashion or tradition, that, and you feel satisfied for having expressed, having responded to a certain gesture where you should be silently beholden to him, grateful to him silently. Just that is more potent than just blurting out the word thank you. That's what it implies. That's why he said he doesn't mind saying thank you, and on the contrary, he doesn't mind anything. But then, to the close one, he says, thank you. Is that sufficient? No. But even that he accepts graciously. But the close one, of course, to the outsiders, so many people come and say, so he smiles. But to those who are living with him, close to him, then he brings home to them. It's just like the immensity of a gift of his being in your presence, and the blessedness of allowing you to know his name and to then give you a ray of his love, and you can reflect that and all that. And for you to just give him a little glittering stone, you see, in return for it, it's like that. Thank you is not sufficient, in short, what Baba says, in our own language.
Yeah.
That's what he wants to bring home to us. So it is better not to utter such a thing, because it doesn't do justice.
Yeah.
That's a simple language. It doesn't do justice to his benevolence.